Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome back to Spilling the G&T Podcast. You're here with Bolo.
And Dr. Tam.
Now, we're here to give you the opinion you never really asked for.
Oh, my God.
Wow. No, I'm keeping that in.
Are you?
Yeah.
But we're giving it anyway.
That's right.
Now, Bali is a performer.
I'm not the Tom's a fuck up. You're useless. You're shit. You can't podcast. You don't know why you're here.
I'm shit. My wig shit. My makeup shit. I'm shit.
You're shit psychiatrist. You're shit podcaster.
We all know that.
Okay. And Tom's a psychiatrist. And we're here to give you our professional review on
RuPaul's Drag Race Season 16, the RuPaulapalooza.
So let's raise a glass.
Or a bottle.
And start spilling.
G&T.
Podcast.
Clank.
Everyone. Wow, Tom. What a way to start the podcast.
Imagine if this is somebody's first time tuning into this podcast.
And
they're like, they've just left.
They've gone.
They've left already.
And now they're talking to their friends. Because you know how they are. They're like, oh my God. So someone recommended their podcast to me. And they were so unprofessional. They were tripping over their words. They were arguing live.
It was awful. When it's a bad review, you tell 10 people, don't you?
Exactly. But when it's a good review, you're silent. Hey, isn't that true, everyone listening who has reviewed us? You're silent.
Even some of our long-term listeners may have turned off today, just thinking, I can't deal with this energy today. This is negative.
I don't need to see that.
Do you know what the cure for negative energy is?
What?
Gemstones, according to Nicole Richie.
Tom, don't.
I'm so obsessed with that song. I think it's been out a few years, but I've only just discovered it.
I can't believe Nicole Richie's singing.
Well, that's not her stage name. Her name is Nikki Fresh with a dollar sign like Kesha.
Jeez, that is so early noughties.
That
is so early noughties.
Nikki Fresh. If anybody hasn't listened to Little Gems by Nikki Fresh, aka Nicole Richie, just check it out. You won't be disappointed.
You will.
She's a wealthy white lady extolling the virtues of gemstones as a means to cure all, frankly.
Okay. Mm. We need some. Peppermint, you need it. So everyone, if you are brand new, what took you so long? Excuse your mouth. Why haven't you been a long time listener? No. So what we do is it's a live review podcast of RuPaul's Drag Race every episode, beginning to end. What we do is we watch in little segments, or however we feel we need to watch it, and then we give you our reactions and a bit of our really what we see from our lens. As for me, a performer, and as for Tom, a screw up. Tom was a background in mental health, psychiatry. But, you know, first and foremost, always as super fans, we love the show, we love the queens, we love the art form, and that's just on period. That's it.
We just love these queens and we love the show, don't we? And this is a little love letter to them. But also, we are here to provide a little bit of critique, aren't we? It's not all sunshine and roses, but it's all with love. It's all with love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also recognizing we can't do what these girls do.
Tom, you always say that.
Yeah, I shouldn't group you in that, should I?
You need to say that you can't do it. You can't do what these queens do.
Because you'd win a ball, wouldn't you?
You're coming, queen. You are, wow, look at you. I would win a ball, Tom, because I wouldn't make anything. I would hire designers. With my millions of dollars that I have.
You've got to make something for that final look. There's no getting away from it.
Tom, I can make something.
What would you make?
I would make something really low-key, like Iris Van Herpen.
Oh, yeah.
Whip up a skeletal kind of dress.
You know how everything she makes is like with high-grade materials, high technology.
Yeah, and it'll be like Raja and All-Stars. There will be lasers. There'll be lasers coming out. Just something small.
You could knock that up in an afternoon, couldn't you?
Yeah, like quick drag.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd look
amazing.
I don't
know why these girls struggle with it. It's drag isn't that hard, everyone.
Question mark.
You are shaped like a deep breath.
Thank you.
Who was that, Reed? Who's that?
That was...
Bit of trivia for you this morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was Kylie Sneak Love to Ginger Minj.
That was... Correct.
Thank you. It has a southern charm kind of quality to it, that read, doesn't it?
So where are we? We're on season 16. We're on a filler episode, aren't we?
No, it's a fun episode. Let's call it a fun episode. I mean, it's inconsequential in the scheme of the season, but it's a really fun opportunity to see all the queens who've been discharged back to primary care returning.
Locked in their hotel
rooms. Yeah.
Could you imagine? They're basically on lockdown.
Do you think that's what they've done this season? They've said, sorry, like to poor Hershey, you've got to spend probably 3 weeks in a hotel doing nothing.
Isn't that what they do?
No.
Or do they go home?
I think 90% of the time when the girls leave, they go home.
Oh.
I think perhaps on some All-Stars seasons when there's a planned comeback episode, they might continue to sequester them. So, I mean, that would have been hard on All-Stars 6 with them.
What?
You know, Serena Chacha first to go. Oh, but then she would have been first in the lip sync. That wouldn't have been too bad.
No, because they remember how this edge story of UK versus the world, where Jimbo snuck out of her hotel room to start Blue Hydrangea to send home Pangina.
Oh, but that was just breakfast the next morning. She could have gone after that. They might have been like, girl, it's late. We don't expect you to drive in the dark.
Was it?
Probably. Like, stay over tonight, have your breakfast, and then you're out.
Okay. Work.
I don't know. I'd love to know, though. I would, you know, this is all speculation.
Oh, and also, I heard that, this is one of the queens talking online, that you know how, like, Miss Congeniality, how we never ever see a winner or any of the top three win it. I've always assumed that they weren't in the running, that they weren't allowed to be voted. Apparently, they are.
Okay, I've always thought it's kind of like an unspoken thing. Nina Flowers aside, because she was actually the runner-up and Miss Congeniality in season one. But since season one, it's been an unspoken thing. It's a special reward for a girl who did not make it to the finale. And I think maybe, clearly it's not set in stone. But yeah, I think it's a fair vibe, really. Like if you top three or top four, that feels like, you know, you're a finalist. That's a prize in and of itself. Who do you think will get Miss Congeniality in this cast?
Miss Congeniality, I would love it to go to Plain.
That'd be hilarious. I mean,
although it should be Saphira.
Yeah, but Saphira could be the winner. You can't be the winner and Miss Congeniality.
Why not?
Never happened. Can't happen.
Why not?
No, these things are, no. I just, it would, it no, it wouldn't sit right with me, mate.
There's got to be a first.
My brain would scramble a little bit. I wouldn't enjoy that. Finalists aside, who do you think has been a sweetheart? Maybe Shinami. She's a very sweet presence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what, Tom? Because all the girls are coming back, okay? And we're seeing the beginning part of the girls all coming back in the workroom. I feel like some of these girls were from a different season ago. It was just...
It does feel like that.
The seasons are so long, right? That when they do the reunion or something of this, you know, of this challenge that we're doing today, and they're bringing back Hershey LaCour, they're bringing back Tsunami, I'm like, oh, even Mirage. I was just like, wow.
Yeah, I guess some of the girls...
Wow, that's a long time.
Some of the girls have been more involved in storylines and also kind of a bit more vocal online since they left. So they do feel like Amanda. We're reminded that Amanda is part of the season, even though she was an early out, because she has been quite vocal online, as is her right to do. But yeah, girls like Hershey and even Tsunami, who... Tsunami was top eight, wasn't she? Or top, she was a mid out. She wasn't an early out.
Okay,
I'd have to double check.
I don't even remember.
Tsunami and Hershey didn't really have storylines. They were sweet girls, not dramatic. Didn't get into conflict. So yeah, it's easy to think, oh yeah, she is from this season. Yeah,
it's a lip sync Lollapalooza.
It is indeed.
Words out. We know. What do you think? We're going to get 9 lip syncs. When I think about lip syncs in general, or Lollapalooza of this sort, sometimes it's, you know, not always necessarily the best lip syncers are the ones who win or go far. I'm reminded by Jasmine Kennedy, who was sent home in a lip sync style maxi challenge.
So what I'm thinking in comparison with this one is the previous RuPaulapaloozas have been integral to the season, and the machinations of production are still at play in terms of who they want to progress in the competition. That's all off with this one.
Okay.
No, nobody's coming back to the competition, as far as we know. Nobody is progressing. It's just about a fun episode where we get some great lip syncs, hopefully, and we have a winner who gets a, you know, a kind of consolation prize.
Yeah, you're right. Ish.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still a lip sync Lollapalooza. I'm also reminded very recently of UK versus the World 2, where Tia Coffee, who I love.
We both love.
Let's say that we love Tia Coffee, but they did give her wrongful wins in that finale lip sync.
Wrongful. We're talking objective, Mama.
Like when RuPaul and the producers are at the gates of heaven, they're going to be turned away because they're like, hold on, no. Because on the 6th of April 2024, you crowned someone a winner. You gave a win to Miss Tia Coffey, and for that, your sins exist.
Tia Coffey is coming to heaven because she is blameless here.
She is blameless.
She is blameless.
And people need to remember that. People need to remember that she was just a lucky girl who's got a really rich uncle in production.
Rain it in a little.
Who gave away all his annual leave so that she could progress to the final.
Tia has a plethora of talents, but lip syncing, she's not my favorite. She's not my favorite lip syncer.
I think she also acknowledges that she's not a good lip syncer. You know, anyway, the lip sync against La Grande Dame for me was a very obvious winner. Even against Hannah Conda, it could have gone to Hannah. So when it comes to lip syncs and awarding a winner, I don't trust RuPaul's Drag Race. That's what I'm trying to say. Now, when we look at a lot of perusers as well, we got this. There are certain things that determine who wins and who does well.
Yeah.
Just looking at it, the most obvious for me thing is, I would say, performance.
Yeah.
Can you perform? And then performance breaks down into characterization. Mm-hmm. Can you pick up the... If you're choosing to play the character instead of the actual dance performer, can you absorb or create a character for that song and keep me invested? And that comes down to the way that you walk, the way that you show your face, the performance in your face, little lip movements, think detox, little eye things, you know, the way that you just, the aura and the presence, it comes down to all of that.
So think you named detox there, but like in the pantheon of RuPaul Drag Race queens, particularly great lip syncers, who really embodies that kind of, that sense of acting, performance, stage presence, that kind of thing, telling a story.
Charlie Hides.
Yes.
She really, I could see her telling people to get off her lawn.
But also remember, she was explaining the subtext of the song that was about pleasuring yourself. Remember, she did explain.
Ginny Lemon, when she walked off, I was like, that's a story.
That was a story. That story was like, I'm over your shenanigans, RuPaul. If you're putting me in the bottom for this one, then this is going no further.
It was a story of, I know what I'm worth. You're not appreciating me. And instead of staying here and allowing this torture, I'm taking the power back and I'm walking away.
Yeah.
And she did that metaphorically and physically.
She did. She's walking away like Craig David. Davima Nermi.
Oh.
Just standing there. Yeah. As Sagittaria performed.
There you go.
With disdain in her eyes.
Sorry, in all seriousness, there are several amazing lip sync performers. But when I think of people who give me performance, including the face and the spirit and the soul, I think Manila, season 3. I think of the MacArthur Park, how she went from... Na, 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 na.
Yeah.
And she was there and just like all sorrow and sad. And you can see it on her face. You use her body and her face. And then the emotions came out. And then the cross eye. I just thought that was just like, whoa.
I think about that lip sync. And I would love to, because MacArthur Park is an epic. The full version's like 7 minutes or something. Mm-hmm. Like so many Donna Summer songs. I'd love to hear... I'd love to know if they did the full 7 minutes, and if so, can I please see it?
I doubt it. Jesus, that'll be torture.
What? Another thing that's not really clear to me, but I'm sure the answer is out there. Are RuPaul's, when we see a lip sync, are the girls performing the whole song? We see an edited down version. That it does happen, doesn't it?
I'm sure they so. Don't, I'm sure.
They don't re-edit the song. No, that's not right. They do the full thing. We see an edited version.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Please continue.
Sasha Velour, she really comes alive with her face.
Yes. Well, Sasha is known for her nightgowns performances, isn't she? The nightgowns show that she puts on in New York. And she invites many other queens, both on and off Drag Race, to give similarly like artistic, emotive performances. Sasha Colby has been there many times.
Chi-Chi Devane.
Oh.
Specifically, and I am telling you.
Amazing. Yeah.
That one, when the pearls.
One of the best coincidences we've ever seen on Drag Race.
I mean, there were no coincidences on Drag Race. When you ask Chanel, was the headgear supposed to fall off? Well,
that wasn't a coincidence.
She says, no, I planned it.
That was pure. Of course I planned it.
Nothing just happens with Chanel.
Do you think the vulnerability was real, RuPaul? No. With Chi-Chi, though, her heel got caught on the pearl string hanging from her back, didn't it? That's what happened.
Oh.
And pulled it, yeah.
Miss you, rest in peace.
If you watch it carefully, I'm sure you can see that happen.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then thought she was like, flipping heck, it's over, isn't it?
Oh, when you say flipping heck, she was definitely flipping. Girl was doing handstands and cartwheels during, and I'm telling you.
Bring back Thorgy Thor. But no, Chi-Chi, iconic performance has gone down in history.
Jujubee, you can't take.
You know what
away
I'm thinking of, don't you?
Raven and Jujubee's.
Oh no, I was thinking of Black Velvet, but just as good.
Yeah, that made me get emotional.
Yeah,
the dancing on my own with Raven.
Yeah.
That one got me in the feels. It got RuPaul in the feels because she saved them both.
Yes,
it worked. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. But also Black Velvet, that beautifully drunk performance. I mean, we all think we look like that. When we perform drunk in the club.
We've all been Jujubee.
Exactly.
Drunk in the club, feeling emotional, giving Black Velvet to whatever song.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a party song, you know. It's club 7, reach for the stars. I mean, and we're doing Black Velvet performance to it.
If you're in the right state of mind, even Reach for the Stars by S Club 7 can be a Black Velvet moment.
It is.
It can have melancholy.
I mean, if you want someone who's giving me like pure sex and Womana, Trinity K. Bonet.
100%, yeah.
What a man, what a man, so good.
So good. Even though it's more up-tempo, I'm Every Woman, I just felt like she channeled Whitney.
Exactly. Trinity K is not to be like. And very recently, Near Enough. Near Enough was like, she is a true lip sync assassin. If you have not seen Canada, you must. She was great. And then, because you said Black Velvet, her and Aurora Matrix, their Black Velvet was just pure sexy. It was amazing.
Oh, so good.
So good.
And then stripper vibes.
Jasmine Kennedy. Jasmine Kennedy was just amazing.
Everything. I'd like to give a shout out to Latrice for conveying emotion. I mean, I have never, ever... The power of the illusion that she gave doing Natural Woman was just amazing. Singing to her baby bump, I was 100% there with her. Well, little Kenny Michaels dancing around like little pixie in the background.
Oh, she was giving ballet.
She's giving ballet. But Latrice, her power in a soul song is unmatched.
If anything, little Kenya Michaels amplified Latrice's performance because, you know, have you seen ballad performances where there's the spotlight on the singer and then in the background they've got, you know, a dancer who's performing the song? For me, all Kenya did was amplify Latrice's performance by creating that beautiful background to her stardom.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, God, Latrice, that was great. So this is what I want today.
Oh, just one more shout out. Taste and Memories.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just thinking a bit more internationally there and she just sprang to mind.
Yeah. I mean, her face.
that mug.
Their face was good.
Face card never declines.
Face card never declines. My God. So, lip sync Lollapalooza. Tom, who do we think is going to do well?
So, my power list for this is probably in no particular... No, there is a bit of order. There's probably a couple of tiers here. I mean, Morphine and Maya are just the obvious standouts here. But I think there's a good case for Mirage, yeah. Geneva Carr, and A Mandatory Meeting going quite far here.
Oh, I'm A Mandatory Meeting. Have you seen my kitty?
I just think she's got great stage presence. She's a fun performer.
She is. Amazing.
Geneva, I do feel at times she's a little bit 5, 6, 7, 8, but she's got lovely stage presence and great energy. Mirage was hamstrung by the words, but she's a great performer.
Mm. For me, it's the whole, there's a holy trinity here. We've got Maya at the top of the holy trinity.
Yes.
And then we've also got there joining her Morphine and Mirage. The three M's.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's like the Charmed ones with P3, but this is M3.
Mm. Yeah. It's very that, isn't it?
Very much so. Thank you very much. So those three are the ones that I've got my eye on, and I can't wait to see them perform. And then below that, I do think Amanda's going to do amazing work. Amanda's a great mover. Mm-hmm. Amanda was a great mover, and she hasn't, in my opinion, lost the lip sync on the show.
I agree.
No, she hasn't. She knows what to do. She knows how to hit. She knows how to move her body. She's got the mobility. She's got the flexibility. Mm-hmm. She's got the floor work. I mean, she's great. She's a great performer. She's going to do well. Geneva Carr, yes, Geneva Carr is good. And I understand what you mean by she's a bit 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Because I think she does have... Very much so. She's got a combo. She's got a dance combo that
she
does.
It's an combo.
And what she does is for example, if the combo's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
mm-hmm.
and each of those numbers represent a move,
yeah.
what she does is she does the same combo mm-hmm. with the moves in different order.
Yep.
So you kind of know what to expect with her.
It can be effective, but it's a bit like in Tekken. Like, if she gets that first launcher, then hits the combo, really effective, takes off half their energy bar. But because it might be a little predictable, she tries it the third or fourth time, that launcher's blocked.
Yeah.
And then the combo's not happening. Oh, it's not
she's
effective.
She's got the chop, yes, mama. She's got the block, she's got the chop. Yes. Okay?
Yeah.
And my eyes want to see something else in this thing.
Yeah.
Who else do you think is going to do well?
Those are my main ones, really. Anybody else would be a bit of a dark horse of the competition, as Justin Fox would say.
I agree. Yes, Amanda was sent home wrongfully. Mirage, better know the words, please.
I mean, it would just... There's good. To be fair, I do feel for her because there's real weight of expectation on her because she's known as a performer. And it was about the words. I bet she, poor thing. I hope for her sake she's been obsessively reading the lyrics of all of these songs.
I think there's a lot of weight put on her today.
Mm-hmm.
But I think all of the people who are known as performers, they all have equal amounts of pressure. Because I think Mirage, we feel that Mirage has pressure because we've seen the show Tamar. And but in that moment of filming, she doesn't know how she's being reacted. She doesn't know that people are rooting for her.
Yeah.
So for her, she's trying to get her own redemption without the pressure of the fan base. If this was live, I think Mirage would have much more pressure.
You're right.
Because now Mirage knows, oh my God, everyone wants me to do well. Mm-hmm, I want me to do well. Then she's got pressure, but she doesn't have any amount of different pressure. The only thing that she has is the need to redeem herself for that lack of knowing the words. She doesn't know the word. Now, Plasma says that she wants revenge from Maya. And honey, Plasma, listen
Plasma,
very carefully.
Darling.
Plasma, listen to me right now. Stay away from Maya. Plasma, stay far away from Maya in this episode. Do not choose her. However it happens.
Well, if we're going by previous ones, it's going to be some sort of version of one girl chooses her opponent and that girl chooses the song.
Yeah.
That's kind of the standard that's been set, but we'll see, won't we?
Mm.
So, absolutely, Plasma, if the opportunity comes up, darling, we love you. Just don't let somebody else take her out. We know that she is super effective against you, okay?
Yeah.
You are a grass type. She is a fire type, okay? Do not let a water type take her out.
Tom, it's not even that. It is fighting and ghost type.
That's it. You know, she can't hit her, unfortunately.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Loving this metaphor, by the way, the Pokemon metaphor. But Maya will just take you out, unfortunately. So let a dark type Pokemon who's out there somewhere take out Maya, then you'll be super effective against them, okay? The triangle works.
I think we want to see a Maya versus Morphine, and I think it's going to happen.
It feels like this has been set up for that.
I feel like it's going to happen.
It would be wonderful. It would be wonderful, and I think it's what we all want to see.
Let me give you the rundown. So it's going to be Elimination Lopez style. Yes, Elimination. So they're going to go... They're going to... Bruno's going to pick a name.
The lovely Bruno.
Bruno's going to pick a name. They're going to choose their competitor. They're going to choose their dance partner. And then that's going to go for all 10, 11 queens.
11. It's an awkward number.
Yeah.
So looking at the system, it's a little confusing. But basically, there's one round... Yeah, then one round,
and then you make it to the semifinals, and the next round.
But somebody goes straight through, and it looks...
Doesn't matter. Yeah. It's one round, and then the winner goes to the next round until we have the finale.
Yes.
So the first lip sync that we see is...
Before we talk about lip sync, can I just mention the top three's looks?
Okay, yeah.
They just look gorgeous. They're here to say, I'm sorry, guys, we don't have to lip sync today. We're going backstage with a lovely cocktail. You will perform... For our amusement.
Dance, monkey, dance!
Very that. And I mean, Nymphia, this beautiful sort of Chinese lion makeup that she does and her intricate outfit is stunning. Saphira in this peppermint sort of Edwardian affair. She loves a period piece, does Saphira. And plain Jane with this... I've got my eye on you outfit. It's very, I don't know if she's inspired by it, but there was a collection by Aria. Was it Spring Summer 24? Quite a recent one anyway, which was all eyeballs, all like googly eyes. It's very that.
I think, everyone imagine this, okay? You're in the top three of one of the biggest competitions in drag ever. Huge television, period. Okay, you've made the top three. Now, all the losers...
You called me a loser.
All the losers are on stage, and now you three have to walk in and take their middle spot.
Mm.
Not only that, you're wearing fashion that they could never, maybe except you,
and then
fashion that they could never, ever touch. And then you walk in. Can you imagine how cool they felt?
Oh, power and control.
How
100%.
Amazing they felt walking in there knowing that I'm just going to come here, show my stuff, go back and have me a cocktail and just watch.
Imagine though, if RuPaul flips the script, she says, the winner of the She Already Done Had Hers is, in addition to her $50,000 prize, also gets to choose which one of the top three she replaces in the top three.
That would be too much.
Or the first out gets to do that. I would love it.
I'm just trying to think.
It'd be awful. It'd be evil, but it'd be great TV.
How it would feel to just walk in there with, oh my God. That is BDE, big drag energy.
Oh, 100%.
Big drag energy. And I'm here for it. Okay. So, Dawn is selected and she chooses Amanda. Amanda gets to choose the song and it's Damage. Danny Kane, Tom. Back in the day, this is the song that was in the club.
Yeah.
It was in the club. It was in every single dance class. Every dance teacher was teaching a song to it. Every open dance class you went to, they were Damaged. And I loved it. And it's such a throwback song.
Yeah. So it's a really fun song. I was less familiar with it, actually. I don't really know Danity Kane, but I feel like I'd like them. They feel like the American Girls Aloud in some ways. Anyway. Dawn, so what do you think about her choosing Amanda as an opponent? Because she's not the easiest one. Dawn, bless her heart, fabulously talented queen. Lip syncing has not been her strength this season. Although she brought, who is it that knocked her out? Was it Morphine?
Maya.
I mean, yeah, obviously, who stands a chance against Maya? But Dawn really brought it. But I just don't think it's at the top of her list of strengths.
No, it was Morphine. It was Morphine.
And who could have stood up against that?
Well, no offense, but it was too... Again, here, this is what makes a good lip sync, and I'm going to go into it first. This is what makes it a winner of this style.
Mm-hmm.
It is a big part of it is what skills you have, performance, mm-hmm. performer, if you've got tricks or whatever, mm-hmm. use of the stage. And another and almost more important thing is song selection. Song yeah. choice has a big part in, it can change the game. It yeah. can change the game. So Dawn says she's choosing Amanda because she'll choose the right song. If you feel that you can perform against Amanda mm-hmm. through that song, then good on you. Good on
very
you.
Very smart, very strategic.
But if you choose someone that you're a better dancer than, and then you choose a and they choose a song that doesn't benefit you or your skills or your performance style, then you're equal. Then, yeah. or if anything, they've got the advantage. Mm-hmm. Song choice plays a different thing. Hands down.
Yep.
Hands down. I mean, can you? I'm trying to. How can I do this? Could you? Like, Jujubee is an amazing soul for a performer.
Uh huh.
If you put her against someone who's just a dancer,
Laganja.
Like Laganja, who relies on these tricks and these wow and these fast movements,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna be like, well, it's no longer Laganja's gonna assassinate that person. It's mm-hmm. longer okay. Now it's like, oh crap.
Jujubee could do well at this song. I could see her really killing it.
Okay, so what do you think about the lip sync? I'll go first.
Yes, please do.
I really like Dawn in this, and I'll tell you why. Because I like that she's giving me a different side of her. She's giving mm-hmm, sex.
Mm-hmm.
She's giving, like, you know, she's giving Romana. She's giving mm-hmm. sexual. And it's a side that I don't necessarily associate with her performance style.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of going against, like, her, for me, what I feel like that makeup shows. And I like that. I like that contrast. Yeah. I think she was great. She mm-hmm. had that floor work. She had sexy. She had movement, and mm-hmm. this was a better showcase than what we saw. Versus Morphine Body Oddy.
Yeah, yeah. But
Amanda gives great face mm-hmm. as well as great body. And then there's a part at the end where she just, you know, did a fatality. She literally did a fatality, and she did like her leg. She did that amazing floor work. It was beautiful. It was poetry.
Mm-hmm.
But just throughout, her movement has been just lovely. She got the song. She knew the song. They both knew the song. They both performed to it. But for me, Amanda was the clear winner.
I would agree. One thing I found interesting about Dawn's look today is I'd not really seen her with light-coloured contacts in before. But I actually think it helps her expression. Because without the contacts, I think her expression can get lost in the intricacy and drama of her face makeup. So I think that helped her. But I'd like us to think, just so we can speak it out loud, going into it, who did we think would win? And at the end of the lip sync, who did we think we would win? Going into this, I thought Amanda would win. And I have nothing to add to what you said other than I think Amanda won this.
Amanda won. She progresses to round two.
She proceeds to round two.
The next one that we have here is Q.
Who selects Megami.
Wise choice.
Well.
So we thought.
There's a lot of conjecture here about, like, Megami being this quote-unquote the weakest lip syncer there. I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. I mean, I say this with love and respect to her as an artist. Q is the weakest lip syncer there. But there we go. It's just not her skill. Like, I don't have high hopes for Q going into this.
I remember me saying, Megami's really good at showing, like, face.
Yeah.
Emotion.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm carrying through for Megami mm-hmm. going into the lip sync. Now, the song is, Megami chose the song, is What About Janet Jackson.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Advantage goes to Q, but then Megami also has Q has an advantage. Sorry, but Megami choosing the song is better for me. I would rather choose the song.
Yeah.
Because I can either choose a song that suits me and also hinders the other person, as Morphine has said.
Uh-huh.
But looking at this lip sync, Megami 8. Oh my God.
She was fantastic. She was really, really good.
She gives great facials. And it's not just like emotions from the face.
Careful. She gives great facials.
She does. She goes great. Tom, you're so dirty.
I'm sorry, that was gross. You're so
yuck. Oh this God. Is not that kind of podcast,
it's,
Mama.
It is not Ms. that Thing. Kind of podcast.
Please, Jesus Christ. Anyway,
sorry.
She goes great facials. And then her body, stop it. Her,
you stop it.
Her body, she just, when she, I saw Janet Jackson, I mean, she had that soul and spirit. She had the energy. She was killing it.
Yep.
The whole, like the twirls. And she just knows how to give shape. She knows the right shapes to give. Like, you know, it's funny that I say, you can really easily contrast the meaning of shapes when you look at what her body's doing and then contrast it with Q.
Yeah.
And Q just, you know, she doesn't have the best awareness of her body at all.
True, true.
But then at the same time, you know who came to dance and you know who came to show off a lovely outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how you know? It's because you look at their shoes. Q is wearing... Cute, like if I was cute, I would have walked out in trainers. But no, she's there. She's there, completing that amazing look with these super high heels.
Lovely look. I really do like it. Very imaginative. It's got like these period kind of frou-frou elements. But I think it is in essence a dance outfit? Question mark. But Megami, I think, is this inspired by maybe Rogue from X-Men?
I don't know.
Looks like a kind of cosplay outfit to me, but definitely a dance outfit, showing off her lovely shape.
Yeah, cool. Mm. So Q's got shoes that are about six inches. Mm. And then you look at Megami and she's got lovely biscuit sensible heels.
Yes.
Because she's there to dance. She's not there. Yeah, okay, cool. Yep. Outfit, you've seen it. Now watch me perform. Megami was great. And you'll notice that Megami was so clever because she went to the front of the stage, because obviously that's where you want to be seen more. You're seen more at the front.
Mm-hmm,
okay. Mm-hmm. You take up more space in the front. Q stayed mid-stage.
Yeah.
And almost like she was performing, but I don't want you to see me perform. Mm-hmm. It's a confidence thing. It's these things that just show, that she's just not confident in her skills. And we saw Megami in the front, hair whipping, twirling, everything.
I love the confidence that she brings to lip syncing, because we know from the workroom that Megami is somebody who struggles a bit with her confidence. And they do joke about her being the Eeyore of drag and that sort of thing. But she really comes alive when she's performing. She committed 100% to this performance. She brought that like 90s Jackson pop rock energy. And I thought this was great. And to going into this, again, with all due respect to Q, my money would have been on Megami. But having seen it, I think Megami's won.
Absolutely. Megami just had passion. And we saw it and we felt it. So definitely Megami for the win. Congratulations, Megami!
Great. I love an underdog story. Let's see how she does going forward.
Next up, we got Morphine. Morphine chooses Geneva Carr, which, you know...
I think, like, she's gone for kind of, like, a mid-tier competitor choices. She's not gone for Maya.
Oh, which I thought that she would, but, like, Morphine's being clever. She's like, I want to go as far as I can, and if Maya's there, then she's there. But this is 50 grand. I can battle you in the club.
Exactly.
I can battle you backstage, but not... If this is for money, I want to be clever. Good on you.
Maybe she's thinking grand finale as well, though.
Grand finale.
But also, Geneva's a great lip syncer, so it's not like she's gone for one of the queens.
Exactly.
It would be easy to snipe
out.
She's
not being a bully.
Yeah.
She's not being a bully, and she's not been like, you know, gone too risky.
Yeah.
Now, the song that they're doing is Million Dollar Baby, which is going to be a great song for both of them. You know what? This was great. I want to dissect the performance. I think they both did a great job, and this was a great lip sync. Geneva, they had a lovely reveal. I think you were like, you were happy that the reveal happened, because you did not like that coat.
The overgarment wasn't my favorite. It was not. I'm sorry.
And then the reveal under was lovely.
She looked great. It was such a lovely dance outfit.
Yeah, but a bit too early.
Way too early. She needs to get rid of that coat. I'm sorry.
The production was like, no, you need to take it off. Okay, there's too much going on here. I don't need to see that. And we did see from her the lovely 5, 6, 7, 8s.
Mm-hmm. They're all there.
And you know what? It's good. I love it because she's such a dynamic and strong performer. Mm-hmm. And if that's what you got, that's what you got.
Yeah.
She did things where she did like mix other things in there. She did a bit of walking and performance and beauty, which was great. It's a confident performer. She's a great performer. And then we've got Morphine, and Morphine was just lovely. She simmered in it. She didn't go 100 from the get-go. She played it. She gave 10%. Then she gave 20%. And she worked her way up. She worked her way up. Beautiful timing with that reveal in the middle of a song.
Yeah.
Getting closer and closer. More came. Then she did that lovely windmill, chicken and nails.
You know, that was so good.
It was a semi ball. Oh, that was beautiful because it was a read to her opponent, but also it was just entertaining.
It was so, so good because it was preceded where she gave her a little look. Mm-hmm. And she went, okay, girl. And then she brought it in. It just tells me, like, maybe it was pre-planned, but it just tells me that she's like this fluid performer who can adapt in the moment and just mix these things in for entertainment value.
Lovely. And then after that, she kept going. It kind of did build up to a wig reveal, but like the you know what, the beauty of a reveal is when we don't see the reveal coming. And
not if you ask Eve 6000.
Now, if you hadn't. We saw the red. I saw the red wig underneath for a little bit longer than I should have.
She was lucky for a while that the curls of the like Dolly Parton wig were kind of falling over the visible hairline.
Yeah.
But that didn't stay, especially when she brushed them out of her face. I was like, don't do that, Morphine. Yeah,
leave it there.
Leave it there.
It's doing you a favor, trust me. And then she did the wig reveal, which was great, but it kind of lost its power because we all saw the red underneath.
It's a little unfortunate in the midst of a stellar performance.
But then as soon as the wig came off, it was game over. She went in for the kill. Then she gave whatever she had left in the tank, she gave it. And she went hard with the splits, the hair whips. It was just, it was great. It was a great build up as well. It's like when you start at 100%, where do you have to go from there? Except maybe finding some texture, give 100, simmer back again, and then give another 100. But it's so much stronger when you can build up to 100 and then hold that. And I think that Morphine absolutely found that. For me, Morphine is the winner. I mean, who was the winner?
The winner was Morphine. I don't know why I had such a break. What is wrong with me today?
Are you in the room?
What is wrong with me? No, Morphine and fab performance from Geneva Carr, but very deserved win for Morphine, I think.
The next contestant is Mirage. And Mirage selects Hershey, which was a safe bet.
We don't know a lot about Hershey as a lip syncer. We saw her hit lip sync once and she left.
Mm.
So we don't really know the breadth of her talent there, I don't think, based on one performance. However, she didn't go for Maya, did she?
No. Everyone has been... Do you remember last season, everyone was avoiding Sasha Colby?
Oh, yeah.
And then it ended up being Anitra versus Sasha.
Yeah, it just had to be.
But then they gave that amazing lip sync. Was it I'm in Love with a Monster by the girls. Beyonce and the girls.
The girls.
No, who was it? It was Camila Cabello and the girls.
Okay, yeah. Not familiar, but there we go. So this was to an Ava Max song. Oh, no, sorry. Well, not Ava Max, sorry. It was Nikki with...
Ava Max, yeah.
No, with Kim Petras.
Oh, Kim Petras. Yeah. I thought it was. Yeah.
I am not on form today. I'm sorry. I'm going to give my head a shake. Really, really sorry.
The song is Alone. You just have a rest, actually. Just chill.
Should I just sit out the next one?
Yeah, just be silent. And I mean, maybe let me speak. No. Do you know, I want to say this. It was Hershey versus Mirage. Hershey is a very good performer.
Yeah, really enjoyable.
In terms of pure just performance in characterization, and you strip away the dancing, Hershey was the winner for me. Hershey,
right, yeah,
absolutely was.
I hear you.
What I got from this is I'd love to see a Hershey show. She gave face, she gave a little bit of humor when we saw Mirage, that lovely back bend, how she just walked in front of her and did that, and then, you know, the jinx, and then walked off.
I thought
that was funny, but then she was also, when the rap came on, the face came alive, the use of the stage. Hershey gave very good characterizations and performance. For me, it was stronger than Mirage. But what Mirage has is, I mean, A, everyone already loves her, but B, she can move.
She really can. She can.
She can move. Mm. If she invests in learning how to give more face... Oh, wow, she would be amazing.
I do think as well, like, they'd made a bit of a big deal, like, oh, will she know the words to the rap? Oh, and, like, turns out she did well enough as far as I could tell.
All you need to know was the last word of each line. Mm-hmm. And then mumble, 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 banana. You just need to know the last words and make it look like you know it.
I still think that fantastic performer that she is, she can look a little mush-mouthed, for want of a better word, even when she wasn't doing the rap. I'd love to see more confidence in her portrayal of the words.
Mm.
However, amazing performer. My money was on Mirage going into this, and even though Hershey put up a great fight and is a fab performer, I think Mirage won this.
I think Mirage won because of her dancing and her mm-hmm. tricks. And I know that we gave heat to Geneva for knowing what she's going to do. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get an idea of Mirage mm-hmm. now, mm-hmm. of what she gives. She gives that lovely, she gives lovely twirls. Mm-hmm. She gives that lovely twirls and falling into the dip. She's got, she does a lot of like Vogue hands whacking. So, but you know what? It's really good. And it's more high skill.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, for me, Mirage did a great job. The stronger performer was Hershey, but I think overall I'll give this to Mirage. Oh, so Mirage is the winner. Congratulations.
She proceeds.
I do want to say that I think if Hershey had gone up against anyone else, she may have won.
Yeah.
Hershey was a great performer there.
Makes me want to see more of Hershey.
Yep, yeah. Does. The last one we have is the three-way with Maya, Plasma, and Itsunami.
Decided by fate.
Yeah.
You know?
The song is Milkshake, which was one of the better songs left. I think the songs that are left are a bit like... First of all, the song choices, they could be more. They could have just done all RuPaul songs because her ones are like upbeat and that can like move to it. Milkshake is a lip sync song is...
It's funny because it's a bit of a mid-tempo song. You can serve a lot of sexiness to it. An attitude. So I think it takes the right performer for this song. But I don't think it's an easy lip sync song. I think we all think we can perform this in the club.
I think the song can be performed easy on the club on your own as a number because it's just like a funny, silly song. You can do stupid things to it. But as a performance number, no, it's not a good performance number.
Who did you have your money on going into this?
Maya. Oh, Maya.
And how did it pan out for you?
Maya. Maya.
Did anybody surprise you?
Plasma.
Yeah,
Plasma
me too.
Plasma surprised me. Yeah. She did give variety. She was giving sexy and campy. And then she was giving scampy, which is the scampi, official term.
Lovely,
scampy.
Lovely fish dish. Yes, yummy. Cider tartar sauce.
I'd love it because she was there dancing with Maya, and then in the side we just see Tsunami doing what she does in modeling, and she's like...
It just didn't fit the song. She looked beautiful, and you know what, I find this outfit she's wearing really interesting. It's a very interesting choice. It feels like, you know, there's these pantaloons, it's like undergarments, it's period, there's something really interesting going on here, and she does model the heck out of it. However, in a three-way lip sync, unfortunately somebody is always the other queen.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever seen a three-way one.
Yeah, in every three-way, there's always one person that is just the other. And Tsunami was the other. But Maya was fun. Maya was fun. The head roll, roly-poly, into the back roll, roly-poly, into the handstand twerk, and then going up into the wall and doing a handstand to the dive. I mean, she made it work.
I thought she was
going to
knock Plasma over. It came very, very close. I thought she was doing rollout. And Plasma was nearly taken out.
You know when you do roly-poly as kids, when you're kid-fighting, you do roly-poly into another person? Mm-hmm. I was like, Maya, is this what we're doing?
It was the Blanca...
It was Blanca.
Blanca cannonball roll.
Drag is a non-contact sport.
Yeah.
Please hold yourself back. Not for me, there's Maya.
Plasma was deliberately obscuring her, wasn't she, to take center stage. So she was taking the risk of being...
It was good. You want to hold center.
Yeah.
You should want to be seen.
Mm.
And I love that they're fighting for that. I'd say the winner was Maya.
Maya took this.
Miss Maya has won. So she's going to go to the semi-finals.
Yeah, now, she kind of like breezes straight through.
Round two. Well, she has to beat two people. That makes sense.
Yeah, okay. I get that.
Calm down, Beyonce.
I will. Calm down, Beyonce. Sorry, I'm really agitated, aren't I?
Next one, semi-finals. Amanda chooses... Megami.
Okay.
And Megami gets to choose the song again. Lucky girl. She chooses Shoop Shoop.
She's made smart choices both times, I think.
Absolutely. Shoop Shoop was like, what? Are you going to do a background house off kick? You know, like backflip, front flip, side aerial to the song? No. Not if you can channel the character. And Megami found Cher.
Yep.
Megami went straight into it. She gave us a familiar character to the song that we love, especially in this gay community. We love Cher. Yeah, I'm great.
Oh, we got another little clip of I'm great. She's so adorable.
Megami won hands down. I'll tell you why. Characterization and performance, the combination of the both.
Yeah.
She had the face on and it just grabbed you. And I found myself just wanting to watch Megami every time I even went to Amanda. Not that Amanda was doing a bad job, but I wanted to watch the main character. I wanted to see. I paid good money to see Cher. I want to see Cher. And she did. And she gave the face. Megami does this amazing thing. She knows her body. I love the shapes that she sinks into.
Yeah.
But she really, there's certain times where she doesn't just hit a movement, she sinks into it. And she'll kill it. Like the way that she'll just like lean back, it's a lean back with the anguish of the face, and she just collapses into the movement so right. She'll fall into a hug, she'll sink into a move. It's so good, it's so beautiful, it's so pleasing to see that. And
she's,
I love
really
it
good, isn't she?
Compare this to the kind of like hard-hitting passionate song of a Janet.
Yeah.
To go from there and over here, she's like, oh, doing this lovely, like, it's just, it was such a good performance from Megami.
She's really showing some of the breadth of her performance ability here.
Exactly.
And sure, she's not a kind of kick and split in, dip in type of performer, but I think she's rocked two songs in a row here, and I think Megami won this. Fab as Amanda was, I just think I completely agree with everything you said.
Miss Megami's going to the semi-finale.
Miss Megami.
I did not see
the dark horse of the competition.
I'm loving this happening.
Like, she's earned it every step of the way. Fantastic.
She has. Mm. And I want to say this, and I said it earlier, as well as being an amazing performer, song choice is so, it's impactful.
Strategy.
It can impact whether you win or lose. It can give you an advantage against another person. Mm. Now we've got, the next song we have is This Time I Know It's For Real. Mirage chooses, well, she's kind of left with Morphine.
She is left with Morphine. Morphine feels like she's very much on the same page as us, talking about middle bosses, final bosses, her health bar. Very, very fun. So they have This Time I Know It's For Real by Donna Summer. Fab song, love this one. Stock Aitken Waterman song from the 80s. What did you think of this performance?
I thought it was lovely. I thought it was nice, and what you wanted to find was sensuality. And if you could find a way of putting yourself in there, then yes, but stay true to that. If you could be a bit more acting in it, I would have loved this. She had a bit more performance and movement, which is great. I think that they both did good. Mirage, outside of being an amazing dancer, she's quite a literal performer.
I find that endearing.
Yeah.
I find it an endearing trait.
Yeah, she can be quite a literal performer. When I mean literal, like, she stood in line, the line, you know, waiting in line, and she stood in line, writing her name across the sky.
The hills, peeking over the hills.
She's peeking over with her eyes. She did it a few times, and I'm just like, oh, that's cute. But, oh, that's cute. But that's kind of something that I or you see in, like, little kiddies. Like, when your little niece or nephew, like, I want to show you a dance. And then they're showing you, and they're literally, you know, they're doing the actual, like, the wheels in the bus, they're doing the wheels and they're painting the bus.
Yeah.
And then they go round and round and they go, you know, they spin around and around. It's just very there.
You as an experienced performer and dancer, of course, I think, you know, you're used to people using a different kind of expressiveness and a less literal interpretation of lyrics, aren't you? And I do get what you mean. I similarly find it endearing.
Yeah,
but it's not necessarily
endearing.
The most sophisticated take. Morphine served beauty, served sensuality. For me, she really took it when she took to the floor in the middle eight and gave us that moment. I thought both performed beautifully, but I would give this to Morphine, and I expected it going in, to be honest.
Yeah, Yes, because when I think of Mirage as a performer, I want to go. She'd be amazing in a club, because when you go to a club, you just want to see gimmicks, or you just want to see entertainment, quick entertainment, quick things that make you just go ah. And as a performer, that's what you do. You just want to keep the audience going. Mm-hmm. So she'll do a spin, and then they'll scream. She'll do like her hands, some vogue, some whacking, and then they'll scream. Mm-hmm. She'll do a dip, and then they'll scream. She'll do a split, and then they'll scream. And I think her performance style maybe is in reaction to what gets the audience going. But when you're supposed to be there, when you're up there and you're not solo and you're now competing, you got to give more than just tricks. You got to find out, how can I use my face in a certain way? And I think that is what is missing from Mirage's repertoire as a performer, is everything that isn't the dancing and the beauty of movement. She needs to find that characterization.
I would agree with that. I think an episode like this can really highlight that, actually.
Yeah.
Because you see people performing a few times consecutively, and you can see a certain style or pattern that emerges. But some queens, and I think Morphine is a queen like this, even though she does have some go-to moves like the slow split and that sort of thing, she does have the capacity to surprise me. Add something different and bring different moods and flavors to every lip sync.
Because outside of the tricks, you need to fill it in with musicality. You need to fill it in with feeling the song and finding a character and finding a story. Mm-hmm. You can't just do trick and trick and trick and tricks and tricks.
Yeah.
You need to blend. And that's what's missing. What I do love is, I did love here especially, was when Mirage went through her slow split. She did that kind of like whole like, I'm going crazy just to let you know. Mm. And I think she lost her balance.
She wobbled a little bit.
And then she fell into that and used it as with the lyrics and carried it all the way to the ground. I was like, yes, Morphine.
Yeah, her adaptability.
Yes, Morphine. You make it look like you meant to do that.
Can I tell you, the machine at the gym where you do the hip adduction, I bet she's super strong on that.
Okay.
The way that she can hold those splits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Just want to compliment her hips, thigh strength.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Yeah. We are.
Morphine, you're welcome.
Yeah. There, you heard it here first. I say Morphine won.
I do.
Congratulations, Morphine.
Congratulations, girl.
She actually goes all the way to the finale because she's tired. Mikami. She's keeping calm. Megami chooses Maya to go up against for the finale.
That's right.
That is a power move. But is it a power move based on the last song that was left?
So I think, again, we're seeing Megami's brains come into play. Because the last song left is We Got the Beat by the Go-Go's, which is a song I love, but you're less familiar with, aren't you? It's not really in your repertoire. Because this is white girl music, okay? This is 80s, like, pop rock. And I just think that going into this, I don't know. I don't know which queen has a better connection with this, but Megami feels that Maya will have less of a connection, I think. So we're into the lip sync. And right from the get-go, I can see Megami pulling out movements that I would associate with this genre of music. It's very the Go-Go's, it's very the Bangles, very Voice of the Beehive, very like this 80s rocker chick. There's some really specific moves that she does where she's like moving with this fake guitar and leaning forwards and stuff. And I'm like, yes, she knows this music. Maya was giving me rocker, but far more Tina Turner. There's a lot of Tina in there, I thought. And then breaking out the classic Maya moves. I think this is a fantastic lip sync, and I think it's a really close call. But for me, I think Megami connected with the source material better. The other thing that came through was, in this genre of music, there was always a nod to like 60s surfer rock, and that came through in some of her little dance moves and stuff as well.
The song was more of a display of connection to the music, and I always feel that rock is always more about the feel than it is about, the certain kind of choreographed stunts. Megami was amazing in terms of really capturing the era of it.
I think
And I think Mai was trying to find ways of incorporating her performance into the beat, not into the song, not into the music, into where can I, you know, this is what I, she knew the sound, but she didn't know the song. And that was it. Yeah. She was dancing to the beats of it, but she, I didn't, there wasn't as much of a connection. The performance for me, the winner goes to Megami. She's such a strong performer, but Maya, is, she did lovely things like the kick to the... She was giving me Tina Turner the high kick to the head lash, to the jump split.
Yeah. I definitely don't want to diminish Maya's performance here because I think she was also fantastic. And in most cases, she would have taken this. But you know when Megami really snatched it for me is when Maya did a somewhat predictable split and she joked about it. She did a little... riff on it in the front with her hands and did a little shrug and there we go again, another split. And I thought that use of humor and shade clinched it.
I did like when she was doing that kind of like leg wobbly move, the Charleston, sorry, when she was doing that and she was doing it wrong and I was like, she's doing it wrong. And then, but then she showed it on her face like, and I was like, oh, that was cute.
Yeah.
I think it might go to Megami, but I think that I want a Maya versus Morphine showdown.
We all want that, so let's just say they both go through and we have another three-way.
Yeah. So Megami going to the finals.
She really does.
Wow.
This is not the top two we envisaged today, but it's the top two that, given all the battles that we've seen, I can't argue with it.
There's room for everyone. Let's just say that.
I love an underdog story, so I've really enjoyed Megami's progression today.
Let's go with underdog into the final lip sync, which is it. Everybody dance now.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to give you my overall feel of this.
Yeah, yeah.
From my heart.
Please.
I wish we saw more dancing. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There was not enough dancing in this. For me.
Make you wish Maya was there.
It's just like, I wanted them to take over that whole stage with a movement.
Mm-hmm.
Not the whole time, but like at least some portions or some of it. And take us back to the 80s or any of the 80s movements. The MC Hammer, the Aunt Viv.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
Aunt Viv, those movements, like, where were they? Were they?
That was quite like early 90s sort of house rap, that kind of vibe, isn't it?
I just wanted... and I'm just thinking, oh, Maya would have ate this. Maya would have ate
she
this.
She would have eaten it, yes.
So that's what it is. I wanted to see a bit more dance, a bit more soul.
Yeah.
You know, a bit more. Oh.
What did you enjoy about what you saw?
I think that they both did great.
Yeah.
I think they both did okay.
Oh.
Come
on, retraction.
I think that Megami is a strong character performer and she can find that and she gives it. Definitely gave it more. She pulled up the puppetry.
That was funny.
Where it's, you know what, it's good for us on TV. It's good for us because we can see it close up. In an audience, I would have been like, what the hell is she doing? Just it wouldn't be effective.
The front row only would
in the
really
stage. Exactly. It's not strong. And especially where the judges would be, it's just not impactful, that kind of thing.
What I enjoyed was the talking head from Maya saying she doesn't even know the words. That's what she's doing. It was clear to me that Megami knew every word as she went through the song. That was a choice with the hand puppet.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. Maya brought her sensuality. She brought more kind
Maya?
Of,
Morphine.
Morphine, sorry. Her sensuality, more tricks and more dance than Megami, definitely.
Yeah.
One thing I do like about Megami, even when she's doing comedic bits, the way she travels around the stage is very dancely. She has a presence, you know. What did you think of Morphine's performance?
I thought Morphine was, you know, she was good. She's good. She shook her ass. I love the hair windmill. She was doing her thing. Yeah. It's just her dance style from what we're seeing is like sexy Latina. You know, giving us sexy and flavor, Wamana. And this song was, I just wanted to see some dun, 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 dun,
yeah. Busting a move.
I wanted to see a bit of that with the lip sync. Who's winning, Tom?
I honestly am struggling to decide. I really don't know.
I think this is going to be an underdog story. I think the winner is Megami.
I'm okay with that. I really am okay with that.
I think the winner is Megami. She got more airtime. Megami does this thing as well where she fights for the front. And I live. Every lip sync, she's come to the front of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
She has. And I just think that's so good. She knows how to move, but she knew how to give character, and that really worked in her favor here. Because the other girl wasn't dancing as much, you know, so she could have done that as more effective. Look, I'm going to just say Megami.
I'm there with you.
Are you there with me?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Morphine!
Congratulations, Morphine.
It could have gone anyway.
It could have. Such a fierce lip syncer, so it does feel certainly very well earned. Do love the redemption of Megami.
Yes.
Because she's a queen who a lot of people have ragged on. Probably us too at times, you know, certainly the first episode. But she really showed what a talented performer she is this episode.
I mean, she got far. She got to the end.
She really did. She should be really proud of herself.
Now, next week, we got the finale, Tom. I mean, we haven't even talked about the top three, but I want you to tell me right now from your heart, not who do you think's going to win, who do you want to win? Quickly.
I think I want Nymphia to win.
Great.
I think I do.
Yeah.
I do. My brain is telling me Saphira, and my brain is also telling me Plain's going to be back for All-Stars.
I think Plain Jane's coming back for All-Stars, if not winning. But I think Nymphia...
I don't think she's winning. I think Nymphia... an amazing top three, though. I would be happy with any outcome, to be honest.
Make sure you join us for the finale next week. This is Bala.
And Dr. Tom.
We'll see you guys very soon.
Lots of love, guys. See you soon.